Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A new smart wayfinding screen was launched outside Cambridge Station yesterday. The system was developed by Smart Cambridge to help residents, commuters and visitors plan their journeys around the city. The innovative journey planning tools include screens around Cambridge and a new mobile travel app and the use of real-time data supported by Cambridgeshire County Council and with the help of Greater Cambridge. Our reporter Phil Sanson is frequently lost and confused by public transport, so is the perfect man to go and check it out.
I'm here outside Cambridge Station with Councillor Lewis Herbert and an enormous screen. Councillor, can you tell me what's going on?
Well, you're standing beside a new monolith, which is a wayfinder screen, so it greets everybody who's coming out of the station, and it basically gives them real-time information about buses. It tells them reliably what time different trains, different buses are moving, and it tells them how long it will take them to get to the other end of their journey.
Sounds extremely useful.
It is. So it's an app that's available on phones as well, and we're also rolling out some smart screens, particularly if hotels and banks and shops like John Lewis will put them in, so that people don't have to have a phone. And there's a lot of people of my generation that don't particularly dwell in app land.
Tell me about the background to this project.
The Great Cambridge City deal, along with Smart Cambridge, which we help fund, has assembled lots of information around the city. So we've got stuck in lampposts around the city a lot of monitoring information about where are the buses, information about air pollution levels and other travel information about congestion. All of that information is being fed through this, and it really just does give people travelling around the city just a far better opportunity of getting to their destination as quick as they can.
And will you be using the app yourself?
I will load it up, but I have to say I mainly use my phone for talking to people and email. So this will be a new experience for me as well.
So it's the first dive into Appland?
Probably the proper first dive into Appland.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is, and it's a great app. I've seen it. And we're welcome feedback on the app, because like all new apps, it will evolve and it will get better.
So Julian, just to give you a clearer picture, this screen is a monolith that stands about 7 or 8 metres tall. Very high tech. And right in front of you at eye level, there's a touch screen that you can use to select various pieces of information. What can we do with this? Where can we go from here?
You can just, with one touch, go to common places of interest, like the city centre, for example.
It gives you the route to each of these places.
That's right. Then in terms of walking routes, it offers some alternatives. Some people may want to walk into the city centre by the most direct route. Other people would prefer to go on a scenic route. So it gives you those options. We've put other places that we think people are likely to want to go, for example, Addenbrooke's Hospital, various university sites and so on. And there's also a general journey planner that people can use to find other destinations. Of course, cycling's popular in Cambridge, so there is information on the screen about where you can hire a bike, where you can park your bike. There's more information about the buses.
It does literally tell you how to use a bus.
Yeah, it does. Which
perfect.
I think for some people it is really useful. There's also information about what's on in Cambridge.
So it's got everything.
I hope so. And I hope one of the main things is that I hope it's very easy for people to get the information they need.
Okay, so let's reenact this. I'm a tourist. I'm coming out of the station. I've got my hotel booked, but I don't know what I'm doing in Cambridge other than I want to see it. And I come to this screen. Oh, I can see all the places I can get to straight away.
Yes, so,
and they're all here.
Yep.
I want historic sites. I can't scroll.
In general, you can scroll on the screen. You can see, for example, if you want to go to museums or historic sites or shopping, you can go to King's College and so on.
Oh, and here I go. I can take a bus. I can walk.
Yep.
You can see
the details of how to walk.
And I can scan a QR code and my phone will tell me how to get there.
Correct, yeah.
I'm sorted. That's my day.
Hopefully. But we hope when people try this out that they will tell us if it works well or if they'd like something else. One of the things that came up recently when I was talking to somebody here was that the football was on and he wanted to get to Abbey Stadium. So he was asking, could we put a button on the front screen to Abbey Stadium?
That's a good idea, isn't it?
I thought that's a really good idea, and we just hadn't thought of that, which is why we need people to use it and tell us what they think.
Julian, I'm going to give them great feedback. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Phil. I hope to see you back in the studio again soon. Eventually, anyway. But incidentally, I have tried the app there, which the mobile app, which is called Motion Map. And pretty good. It certainly tells you the bus times. Looking at it here, I can tell you that there are three buses leaving imminently from the Grafton Centre. I think all of them park and ride buses, which I guess they would be at this time of the afternoon as well. You can also set it up so that it can direct you the easiest way to get both home and to work as well.